Good morning, Rakatim Chayodim Klausa Maches. I'm still learning Simon Aleph. So the Chayodim continues and says, "Mafilu yesh lefon of mitzvah deraisa lasos hayom." A person has a mitzvah deraisa to do today. Rakash yasena hayom lo yuchal mocher lasos mitzvah deraisa acheres shehi chamura mizoy. He has a choice. He can do the mitzvah today. He won't be able to do the mitzvah tomorrow. The mitzvah tomorrow is more chomer than the mitzvah today. So this is his example. He said one is more chomer than the other. They were going to give precedence to the later one, which is more chomer. So I only have one mitzvah now to do. I can't do both. So he's taking the chiyadim a step further. Before you had a case, you had two mitzvahs in front of you, and you're choosing A or B. You can only do one right now. Person only has enough time to put on either talis or tefillin, so you say that tefillin being more chomer, you should do that. But you're not ignoring the mitzvah of today. What about a situation where you have a choice? You can either do a mitzvah today or a mitzvah tomorrow. You can't do both. So arguably, and the mitzvah tomorrow is more chomer. We could argue, which the Chayyim says is incorrect. We could argue, right now you have a mitzvah, do it, and we'll deal with tomorrow. That do you have a right to skip today's mitzvah in order to do a mitzvah tomorrow? Again, well, this is different than the scenario which you just said before, where you have two mitzvahs in front of you and you're choosing A over B. Over here, you're choosing A over B, but A is not even here yet. A will come tomorrow, and B is in front of you right now. I said, no, ignore B and do A tomorrow. So the Chayyim says, even that is also called. This right to be makdim, the more chomer, is even true in the scenario. Mitzvah to the machar odif. So tomorrow's mitzvah, which is more chomer, is odif. So he gives a scenario like this. He's in the army, and he's forced to go out to do various different maneuvers, responsibilities, guard positions on different days. And he could exchange his day. So he's due to do something on one day, he could exchange it for later and do mitzvahs today, or he could do the guard duty today and do mitzvahs later. He has that ability. So what should he do? So he gives a scenario where a person has guard duty on Erev Yom Kippur. The day that he's doing guard duty, he's not able to put on tefillin. So he has a mitzvah tefillin in front of him right now. And but if he takes guard duty today, he'll be able to fast in Yom Kippur. He'll be able to say Kriya Shema on Yom Kippur. But he can exchange his mishmer, his Yom Kippur duty, his guard duty, not for today, but for tomorrow. So he'll be able to do tefillin right now. He has a mitzvah tefillin right now. And the person in charge says, if you want, we can switch it tomorrow, and you'll be able to do your mitzvah tefillin today. Otherwise, you're not. So he has a mitzvah in front of him of tefillin, which he should do, which he has an option how to do it. But by doing so, he'll lose the opportunity to do the mitzvah tomorrow of Yom Kippur, of saying Shema. So the Gemara in Zvachim, it's Mavura that a day which is Kaddish, its mitzvahs are more Kaddish as well. So the Kriya Shema of Yom Kippur is more Kaddish than the Kriya Shema of a weekday. The Gemara says the Korban Tamid of Shabbos is more Chomer than the Korban Tamid of a weekday. So he's choosing off Shema today and Shema tomorrow. He has a mitzvah Shema right now, which if he has a way to do that mitzvah by moving his mishmer to tomorrow. He has a mitzvah Shema tomorrow, which is more chomer. What should he do? So Chayyim holds loymer ein mivra lemitzvus umutav shel yikra hayom. So we should argue, Emirel Mitzvah, you have a mitzvah in front of you right now, Emirel Mitzvah, and you'll deal with tomorrow. So he says, no, that's incorrect. The Chayyim says that's incorrect. and it's better to push off, lose your mitzvah today, be maver al mitzvah, ignore the mitzvah of Shema, the mitzvah of Tefillin today, and you'll get mitzvahs tomorrow of Inyan Yom Kippur and Kriya Shema, because those are more chomer. Your mom is going to ignore what's in front of you. The other mitzvah is not even here yet, and that still takes precedence. That's how far the Chayam takes the concept of the chumrah of a mitzvah. Now he adds in this idea: how far do we take it? In other words, maybe we should be concerned that he'll lose the mitzvah today, and when the other opportunity for mitzvah comes, but then he won't be alive anymore; he might die. So you're lost out today, and you end up not doing the other thing as well. Is that a concern? That's the next point he's going to raise. But we do need to clarify that this is the opinion of the Chayyadim. And the Mishnah Berurah brings a case which seems to say not like this, and we'll talk about Bez Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.